a multi-talented, multi-faceted man. And Glenn Campbell passed away after a battle with Alzheimer's that lasted quite a few years. I think we're going to play some audio soon from an interview we did back in, I believe it was 2008.
Yep.
And that was, and you could sort of tell then that he was sort of, you know, that was something not quite right. And I think not long after that was when he announced that he had Alzheimer's. But yeah, look, it's a terrible loss, and what a great legacy he leaves behind.
And as you said, Dan, tremendously sad day in music, you know, not only for country music, but, you know, in the entertainment industry. Look, we're going to play that interview out around 3:20. We'll do that in two parts as well. I want to talk to you about, you met him a couple of years ago. He was doing a couple of songs for you guys as well. Can you talk about that and what your experience was with Glenn?
Yeah, well, look, I've been a big fan for a long, long time, like many people. I came to Glenn's music probably before I was actually a country music fan. Mm-hmm. He had one of those sort of voices, and the way he sort of played and wrote songs wasn't really genre defined. Perhaps because he played with some great bands over the years, like the Beach Boys. He was a member of the Beach Boys for some time.
And he did bridge that gap, didn't he, from country music to pop music?
He was the first artist to have chart success on country and mainstream charts. So that was a big part of it. He was that popular in the late 60s that he in fact outsold the Beatles in their heyday. So
didn't know that.
That was how much of an impact he had on the charts and the mainstream media, and it even went so far as to, you know, cross over into, as I say, other realms. He hosted a TV show, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, which ran for I believe 3 or 4 years. He featured, you know, not only country acts but some other great acts, and it always ended up in a big jam session, which was
really
kind of cool.
Really popular too, like 50 million people.
That's right, tuned in every week. And then he was handpicked to star in the film True Grit by the star and legendary Western star John Wayne. So, look, he traversed the the entertainment industry, whether it be a singer, a songwriter, a session musician, record producer, actor, TV host, you name it. He'd done just about everything. So when we were lucky enough to spend some time with him, it was a bit of a media gathering. So some local radio stations all got together there, and we get to spend some time with Glenn, his wife and his daughter as well, who was also playing in his band at the time, Ashley. So they sat around on the couch, and we just had a little recorder there and popped it down, and away he went. So I think that's what we're going to have a listen to.
We might give that a play right now. This is Glenn Campbell, 98.9 FM, for the best country.
Things that have dried upon some light. sitting here in
the late great Glenn Campbell, "Gentle on My Mind." And what was that first song we heard, Dan?
It's just a bit of a, you know, just a bit of a
impromptu
medley. Yeah, him and his daughter busted out. You know, she's tapping away and singing the backing vocals. That's his daughter Ashley, who played in his band and featured quite heavily in the documentary "I'll Be Me," which if you haven't seen is a must watch. It basically takes you through his farewell tour after the diagnosis of Alzheimer's and the sort of negative and unpredictable kind of traits that gives. And it's a no frills, no holes barred looked at the way that Alzheimer's takes over, and it's very touching and moving. But "Gentle on My Mind," that song we heard there, perhaps his sort of, you know, first big hit. But I'm just going to rattle off, you know, some of the songs he'd written and recorded and had hits with over the years. And it's just mind-blowing. "Gentle on My Mind," "By the Time I Get to Phoenix," "Hey Little One," "I Want to Live," "Dreams of the Everyday Housewife," "Wichita Lineman," "St. Louis Blues," "Galveston," "True Grit," of course, the title track from the movie he starred in, "Try a Little Kindness," "Honey Come Back," "Everything a Man Could Ever Need," "It's Only Make-Believe," "Rhinestone Cowboy." I could go on and on and on, but you get the idea. He was prolific, not only in his singing and songwriting career, but also in his album appearances. He popped up on Elvis recordings, the Beach Boys.
But he did play bass for them as well.
He did, and you know, when you think about that, and the output that he had in his career, you know, he's going to be remembered as one of the greats for a long time to come.
Absolutely, Dan. You mentioned like he's working on his final album doing that tour at the same time as, you know, the disease was sort of taking over. And you must think it's remarkable for him to keep recording and making music, you know, while this is sort of going on.
Yeah, he loved it. And we spoke about that, you know, in the interview. I kind of pressed him for what kept him going after all these years and after all the success. His love for music was undeniable, and I guess that's reflected as well. And again, the output that he had over the years. But yeah, he was one of those people that you just sort of knew was going to keep making music until the day he died, which was sadly yesterday.
Well, Dan, we might play a song from the late great Glenn Campbell, which is "Sing," and then we might come back and hear that interview.
All right. In
98.9 FM for the best country. This is Glenn Campbell, "Sing."
Sing, 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 sing.
something going on today. But I'd say nothing, nothing, nothing.
Don FM for the best country. That was Glen Campbell with Wichita Lineman. We also had another tune from him as well, Sing. Dan Rennie in the studio with me, the Savo. Mate, living legend, another one's gone.
Yeah, it's been, there's been a lot of them lately, haven't there?
We're just talking about that too.
It's been sad
2 years.
Yes, yes indeed. But as I say, look, this didn't really come as a shock. It doesn't make it any easier to, you know, for the family and fans right around the world. But he, of course, was very unwell with Alzheimer's disease, as well documented in the documentary that came out a couple of years ago. And I strongly recommend that viewing for anybody who's loves a good documentary, not just music fans, but people who, you know, want to really get to learn about, you know, just how much of an impact that sort of had, and just a really great insight into a man's sort of decline, if you will. It really documented how he struggled through that last couple of years in his life, coming to terms with, you know, not being able to remember chords and you know, fighting amongst the band and things like that. It was really quite sad, quite eye-opener and a terrific film, and I think I'm going to have to get stuck into it again when I get home tonight. But I'll also be, you know, listening to a lot of his records, as I've done for many, many years, and I'm quite sad, just like many of his fans around the place, to no longer have him with us.
If you had to say what your favourite Glen Campbell song was, could you narrow it down to one?
Oh, look, as you say, so many. Galveston, Wichita Lineman we heard there. I do love Honey Come Back. You know, that's just a real tearjerker. And, you know, I think everyone's sort of had a moment like that where a girl's kind of left and you wish she was back. So, I don't know, I love that one, Honey Come Back. So we might play that one soon. But we're going to set up this interview, and it was 2008 when he was out here. Well, just before he got out here, this was a little phone conversation that we had, and as I say, just a really gracious fella and lovely to chat to as well. So here it is. This is 98.9 FM. My guest today is an absolute living legend in every sense of the word. He's a singer-songwriter, actor, television host, and guitarist who has sold over 45 million albums across the world. Making his way back to Australia, it is my pleasure to be speaking with the great Glen Campbell. G'day, Glen.
G'day. How you doing?
I'm doing well, mate. Firstly, thank you for taking the time to have a quick chat with us. And let me say to you, congratulations on your fabulous career, 50 years in the industry. You know, it's astounding.
Oh, I know. It's fun. I'm just going to hang around till somebody throws me out.
There's been just, you know, so many highlights to get through. I mean, all the number one singles, those album sales, the movies that you've done as well, not to mention bringing country music to the masses with the Good Time Hour.
Yeah, that was really something that I really wanted to do, you know, and to get country music and all kinds of music. I like it all.
Well, that's pretty evident on that latest release, Meet Glen Campbell. You got songs on there from Tom Petty, U2, Travis.
I did, because the ones songs that I picked out, you know, they were like 25, 28 years old. And I just wanted to see what they would sound like if I did it that way, and I did, and it was a very big success for me.
Did you sort of even know back in those days before, you know, all the hits, when you were, you know, a session musician and a very successful one at that, that you'd turn out to be one of the greatest of all time?
Oh, well, thank you. But that was probably one of the thing that I liked to do was just play and sing, and I got to do that with the best musicians in the world. We had a group called the Wrecking Crew. Mm. We played everybody from Nat King Cole to Sinatra to Jan and Dean. It was just the variety was just incredible, and I think that was probably one of the happiest points of my career.
You played with people like, as you mentioned, Frank Sinatra. You played on Viva Las Vegas for Elvis.
Right, yeah, Elvis. I knew Elvis pretty well because we hit it off because we were born and raised about 50 or 60 miles apart, so that was cool.
Also, stuff like most of Merle Haggard's hits you've played on, Jimmy Rogers, Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, and singing the harmony with Merle Haggard stuff, that was with he and Bonnie, that was just a thrill for me.
What about hosting the show? What was some of your favorite guests that you had on the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour?
Oh, it was, having Nat King Cole wasn't too bad. And I had Jackson 5. I had those on the TV show. God love them. Something happened there, didn't it, with them?
You must have had so many highlights, as I mentioned. The movies, John Wayne picked you out to play in True Grit.
Yeah, I gave him that push he needed to get the Oscar.
And you didn't do too bad yourself getting a Golden Globe.
It was even better. I made John Wayne look so good in True Grit that he won his only Oscar.
What was the Duke like as a person?
He was priceless. He was just like he was on the screen. When we were going to dinner or something like that, you know, just talking, and I'd look around and see if there was cameras, because I couldn't tell the difference when we were shooting or when we wasn't. That's how good he was.
you must look back at those times very fondly.
I really do. He was an incredible human being. If he told you a hog weighed 5 pounds, you could wrap it up.
One of my favorite stories about you as well is having to fill in for the Beach Boys, which, you know, would probably be a little bit different for you.
Yes, it was, but I had played on their sessions, you know, as a rhythm guitar. But when I went on the road with them to take Brian's place, I had to play bass and sing the high part. That was a stretch, I can tell you that. But I pulled it off, and it was just I just loved it, and I'm so glad that I got to do it. You know, sing with the Beach Boys and play bass with them at the same time out on the road was just a huge thrill for me.
This is probably going to be a hard question for you because, as I mentioned, there's been so many highlights and achievements in your career. Looking back, could you possibly single out, you know, one of those highlights that you'll always, you know, live strongly and fondly in your mind?
I was very much in awe of some of the guests we had, you know, the Nat King Coles and people like that. Ray Charles, those were just the huge guys that I really had a kick out of. But everybody that I played, I don't know, music is just, it's all good. I've, you know, that makes it to a level that, you know, that people all over the world like it. I'm very, very blessed to have been where I was at the right time.
Well, you are coming back to Australia. You know, why come down here?
Oh, I went down there once, and I love it. And I have a golf buddy of mine that I play golf with here. He's from Australia. I play golf with him, and he's a good striker, too. I think he's down there now. He said he'd see me when I was down there.
Well, I'll tell you what, another Aussie that I guess was inspired by you is one of the biggest guys at the moment, in Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah. He was, when he was 8 years old, I got a show, and he said, I'm going to play a guitar like you, Mr. Campbell. And so, you know, I said, oh, yeah, sure, kid. You know, I didn't brush him off or anything like that. But he was so nice and kind, and I told him, I said, practice. And I gave him a guitar pick and showed him a lick. And he showed it back to me last time I saw him. He's phenomenal. I think he's the best artist out there today. Great guitar player, great singer, great songwriter. And his wife ain't too bad looking either.
Yeah, she's not too shabby. She's another fine Aussie export. Talking about your career, 50 years you've been doing this, and among other things, I guess my question to you is, besides your love of music, what keeps you going and motivated to not only record new albums, but to travel halfway across the world to play to audiences that perhaps be unfamiliar?
Yeah, I like to travel, especially, and I like to play different places. I just think I'm more like a guy that likes to wander around the world, and I enjoy it very much. This whole tour, I'm really looking forward to it because we end up in Honolulu for the first 3 or 4 days recreation.
I'm sure that'll include a bit of golf.
Yes, it sure will. Lord willing.
Well, Mr. Campbell, we certainly do appreciate your time having a chat with us. And, of course, for all the listeners, get along to the show right here in Brisbane. We'll give you all the details soon. But we're going to take a listen to a track off your latest release called Meet Glenn Campbell. Which track should we play?
I like them all. My wife said I like them all. Yeah, All I Want Is You and Walls.
I like Walls.
Yeah, I do too. That's what she said.
Well, let's give it a play right now. Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us.
Well, thanks for having me, and I hope I see you down there.
You definitely will, and get along to the shots at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre. We'll give you the details shortly, but here is a track from that album, and it's Walls. Thanks again, Glenn.
Thank you.
That's Dan talking to Glenn Campbell.